Okay. I talked to the gentleman that runs the Fairlawn hotspot, met him on W2TPP. Forget his name at the moment. I can't quite reach that hotspot. That's just beyond my reach. Really, the only two that I can work right from my apartment is the W2TPP and the Weka machine. K2 Dig will, the tower that they put the antenna on is under renovations, and they're at the mercy of that broadcaster that gives them free space on the tower. So that, I know that one, I've never worked that one, but I did exchange an email with the guy that runs it, and he said that eventually it will be back up. So, K9GM, WA2UMP.
Well, that's good to know. If that comes back up, at least it's a repeater. And for the most part, it's always on. Yeah, W2TT, this has been pretty good, but like I said, as I get to Sandy, a lot of it, a lot of the hotspots have been kind of hit or miss. I haven't really been able to hit anything. I think eventually, though, I'm thinking about getting the stuff set up. I might do a hotspot myself and actually use this radio that I'm talking on for it. But that's a little ways away.
Well, a hotspot's always fun to set up, but you need a place that you can set it up, and you need to be able to get that antenna high up enough so that you don't fry your brain with everybody using it. But I guess if you have the antenna high up, you could set it up to 5 watts, and there wouldn't be any consequence. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a 12-footer base antenna that I have attached to my house. So it's about probably like 50 feet at the tip.
Well, that would be nice for setting up a hotspot. Even if you did it with just 10 to 20 watts, that would be a good resource. Where is your home QTH? Go ahead. What city did you say?
Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Bergenfield, so that's the same town as W2TTT, right?
Affirmative. That's why I was in no hurry to get it up, because usually his was pretty consistent.
Okay. Alright. Anyway, it's 11:27, and I have to get up at 5:45 tomorrow, so... thanks for answering me on this repeater. Before you go, let me. What other repeaters do you like to hang out on? Go ahead.
I've used this one a lot. Pearl River, Warwick, and Reflector 20 Alpha. Where I'm able to get on with D-Star.
All right, I'll look for you on Reflector 20, and I do believe that can you hit the Valhalla repeater? Can you hit Weka? Go ahead.
Actually, I don't have that one in there. I need to put that in my radio. That's what I was working on when I broke it. So I got to get that one put in.
Well, with your power, you should be able to. They have a very good antenna. For 70 meters up there, so you should be able to work that one. You're usually set at 10. Gordon's usually set at 20. I flip between the two, and I get a cross section of people there. And sometimes I'll set up my my DVAP for reflector 1, and at least I'll have then 3 reflectors that I can talk across. Anyway, it was good talking with you, Sean, and I will say 7-3, and give me a shout on Reflector 20 or on this repeater. K9GPM, WA2UMP, saying good evening.
Hey, have a good one. It was nice talking to you, 7-3s, and I'll look for you when I get my ICOM up and running again. This is K9GPM, be clear.
All right, good evening, Sean. WA2UMP, off and clear.
KB3ZGS, listening.
KB3 question mark, didn't copy it. WA2UMP, I'll just say a quick hello, getting ready to get some sleep, but just wanted to acknowledge. This is Jim in Pearl River, New York. Go ahead.
Good evening, Jim. This is Dave. I'm calling from the Bronx. Home QTH is PA. Just flipping around the channels on the radio tonight.
Okay, Dave. You're coming in full quiet, eh? I believe this reflector's on the Alpine antenna. So if you're in the Bronx, you're probably on almost line of sight. So I'm using just a half a watt. I'm not that far line of sight from this computer. I can work it pretty well with this, just a tenth of a watt. Just using the indoor dirt ball. KB3 question mark. Dave, you want to call again? This is WA2UNP.
Yeah, sure. KB3Z, as in zebra, GS. I've had my technician's license now, I guess, about 11 weeks.
Okay, Dave. Sounds good. And congratulations on getting the technician license. Radio's a lot of fun. I still get a kick out of it. Been licensed since 73, which is about, makes it about 37 years, and I'm still having fun with it. Anyway, I won't hold it. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. Got to get up at 5:45 in the morning. So on your, I'll turn it back to you for your final, and you may mention, please mention where your home QTH is. KB3VGS, this is WA2UMP, saying good evening, and 73.
Roger that. This is KB3ZGS. Home QTH is Albrightsville, Pennsylvania. My QTH right now is the Bronx, New York. Pleasure speaking to you. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave. Enjoyed talking with you. And we'll run each other on this repeater again. And have a safe trip back to Albright, Pennsylvania. KB3SW82UMP. Off and clear.
W2TTT listening.
Good evening, NS2K.
Howdy, I'm on an HT, so hopefully I have an acceptable signal. How are you, Mr. James?
Okay, and yeah, well, you're a little bit noisy, Ian, but just fine.
Man, I'm having a thing retrofitted into it, so I can take additional people, but basically, something small, something in the high 20s to low 30s, fuel economy, I realize you want to brag, but something would have a reasonable routine hauling capacity with bodies and materiel, and, but not be quite as onerous as the van, you know?
A baby beastie box.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, they make a wagon, but I don't need all the glass around. I'd be better off with metal anyway on the side. But I mean, is that a cool idea? Just, you know, basically something basic, utilitarian. I mean, it's got enough space even for my fat dupa. You know, what the heck?
You got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, it would essentially go 2.5-3 times, you know, the fuel economy I'm getting now. And so what I'm trying to figure out is if I can justify it, and even if it's only twice the mileage, would it be a net improvement on household flow? That's kind of where my head's at.
sorted out. Well, at some point you're going to have to give up on that one anyway, but it's got, how should I say, probably about enough miles on it. Yeah, you really also need to try to find something that does way better mileage-wise while still having sufficient load-carrying capacity.
Right, I mean, I need something for routine load-carrying capacity and then augment that with, I probably keep the big DC, but, limited use to selected times. Things like that. I don't know what's going on. I'm at a drive-thru. Person in front of me is not moving through the drive-thru. I think they don't understand that they don't take orders at this point. You actually have to go around the corner to take the order. So, there they go. Anyway, so the upshot is, though, that I am thinking in terms of something like the Transit Connect. This would be a wide-ish, short, but capable carry-all.
Yeah, the Transit was cute. Nissan also makes a similar kind of vehicle.
Oh, do they? Oh, keep that in mind. Okay. I did not know that. I will have to go look. I will cheerfully go look.
Yeah, they're, you're going to see that as well. They are almost hard to tell. You know, the styling on it is disturbingly similar to other vehicles.
Meaning the Nissan is surprisingly or disturbingly similar to the Transit Connect or other vehicles I should look at.
It's about the size, maybe a little bit bigger than Transit Connect, but it looks remarkably like the Mercedes.
Oh, does it have a price like that too?
Oh, I'm sure it's priced a whole lot more like the Ford product than the Mercedes product.
Yeah, because you can buy a Transit Connect for like $20,000.
Yeah, check the other one out as well.
Ah, okay. Sounds to me like you've given this more than a browse.
Well, I was just kind of surprised when I first saw one that, you know, it looks like, but it's obviously not. So I had to look at it a little bit.
Oh, okay. Were you at one point considering such a vehicle?
No, not directly.
Yeah, it was just a curiosity to browse over. Definitely take a look at that. I wonder what they call it on the phone. Right now I'm mobile, so I'm wondering what the Nissan box is called. If it's a little bit bigger than Transit Connect and gets roughly the same mileage, that would also be appealing to me. A little more size would be good. Especially if it was, frankly, a little taller and wider and taller off the ground. Transit Connect ground clearance, while it's not bad, it's better than the roller or the other drive. It's not exactly an E350, you know?
Yeah, let me see if I can find something here. I'm on the wrong side of my computer to be really helpful, but let me poke around here. NS2K.
Oh,
wait.
Stand by here. I'm just in the drive-thru doing my drive-thru. Stand by here for your report.
They left out the two-set capacitor.
Yeah. Turned on the blower motor to, you know, just blow some warm air in the car. And the radio was on a seat, and I went, wow, is that what I heard? I thought I heard, like, the first car truck in the repeater. Oh, well. The things I'm going to have to do in order to get a radio working. A friend of ours had a Toyota Corolla that they no longer required, but we were able to acquire. And Nancy's driving that now. Since the Malibu had a rather spontaneous engine.
Anyway, there's a thing called an NV Cargo, which, you know, almost looks like your style. Yeah, big, ugly. Anyway, let me see what I can find out on it here.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, they have a high-roof cargo van version. They're saying the price starts at $28,900.
Well, the last 200, that's actually the sticker price, the list price for a Transit Connect, but divide it in 20.
Hey, you'd like this, you'd get it with a great big V8 or either a 6 or an 8. I'm sure you can drive the, you know, mileage right down on this.
I think that's kind of the point I'm seeing. I'm looking to get, you know, on a bad day, 20 miles a gallon. I don't think the Transit Connect gets all the great mileage that other vehicles get, but I think it gets in the high 20s.
Yeah, I think it's really built on a fairly light frame for given the size of it. So, yeah, it would get decent mileage.
All right, so it, what is the it?
The it is this Nissan NV2500 HD, high roof edition. Actually, the one I'm looking at right at the moment, they want like $31,400 as the price.
$31,400, and how many FTT a highway is?
Well, that's what I'm looking for here, and so far I haven't found it.
Yeah, if they're not putting that number in front of you, they're, you know, probably not one of their marquee sales points. Okay, so let's have a conversation about something much more whimsical. What color should I get it in?
Well, it's curious, the little widget that I'm in here is loath to tell you anything useful like, you know, mileage, that sort of thing.
Okay, so why don't you just do a Google search on the, you know, Nissan, whatever it is, MPG, see what pops up. I always like, you know, when something is hard to find on a website, the advantage of doing a generalized Google search on the parameter that you're trying to, or the information you're trying to find out, you'll also find out people who are pissed off about the vehicle or the thing that you're looking at are disappointed. In addition to those who might provide a factual answer, in addition to even the factory or manufacturer's answer to the question you're seeking, you will also find all the disgruntled people. It's a beautiful thing. You know, by hiding it, they actually make it worse for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, this being more of a commercial vehicle and of a fairly large size, let's see, fuel economy, NA, oh, you won't like this. Stability control, CD observed, 11 miles per gallon. It's not good enough.
What I have for that. I mean, the other thing is, I'm trying to also get out of the what I'll call the harsher maintenance business. I mean, the life cycle, the maintenance component of the financial outlay to keep the beast running is also a bit of a challenge. So that's something I have to consider as well. But anyway, you know, it's always fun. Always fun in games. Maybe at some point we'll find another one, but we'll have to take and in the case, let's see what else we got. Well, I'm almost home, but I'm going to be on the air again with this fine radio once I get my... I have a piece of ice cream sitting in the freezer, literally there, just running out. I just ran out to get something real quick. So I was all set to eat it, so I said, you went and got something? Okay, so I went and got it. Point is that I need to take a moment if you'd like. What, are you off tomorrow? Is that why you're up so late?
No, I'm still here. I'm still poking around. Anyway, yeah, because it's a truck there, anyway, you can't find mileages, but so far I haven't liked what I found. So, I don't, you got to look yourself.
Yeah, I think that's more of the, what's that thing that Chrysler sells, the 3500 and the 2500, the, you know what I'm saying, the big delivery van. I think the NV is supposed to go after that market.
Yeah, well, that's the Sprinter. It's really a Mercedes product, but, you know, various people sell it. Yeah, and that tends to be a little bit more. Of course, it's diesel, but it's really quite nice.
Sprinter is really nice. If I was going to go for that class of vehicle, i.e. another van, I would go for the Sprinter in a heartbeat. I mean, that is a nice thing, and the diesel is good, and it gets good fuel economy, so why the hell not? I mean, it makes good sense to get something like a Sprinter if you need something that size. And although I'd have another E350 XLT, but just think it would be, if I'm going to go that route, I should probably consider the Sprinter and go from there. Anyway, let me get situated. I'll be right there. We'll be at 2TT6.
Yeah, of course there are larger ones and smaller ones. The 2500 is not quite as giant, and you can get it with higher or lower roofs and all that other stuff, and it's 2K.
You can get the 3500 with a high and low roof too, can't you?
Oh yeah. No, the big one is fairly large. You may want, I don't know, if you may want something that you could stand up in. That could be nice.
All right. Well, we'll see. So let me look here. So Transit Connect. Look at that. Transit Connect FPG from Edmonton. Oh, the entertaining number to look at.
In the cargo van, you can get that in a 144, 170, or 170-inch wheelbase with a high roof, low roof. Let's see, 144, high roof, maximum towing, 5,000, turning diameter. Yeah, well, it's $38,000 for starting for the cargo van version.
Interesting. So, what I do notice is a couple of different Transit Connect versions here, and a couple of other things like that. have to think about. But anyway, we'll have to see. We can also change car. I'm actually on a pricing guide for a for this thing. They have a Transit Connect wagon, but not the Transit Connect, commercial thing, which is annoying. So, anyway, it is what it is. I don't think that's going to be the one you're talking about is going to be doable. It's just not. I think you're going to have to just suck it up and get something that is a little more utilitarian.
Of course, the Mercedes, you can either get a no window, half window, or full window. The half window they call the crew van. I'm not sure you may be able to option that in a useful way. So it's halfway between.
Yeah. I see that. It's kind of neat. But it's only I'm looking at the financial reality. The only way to do this is get somebody who requires lower maintenance.
Yeah, you're pretty low into the repeater at this point too. It's kind of hard to hear a lot of things.
Is this any better like this? W2TTT.
Oh, much better, much better.
No, I'll speak into the microphone more carefully, look for a better signal spot as well. Anyway, hope you're all good. Anyway, what the hell did he just, oh, I see. Well, my colleague wants me to, wants to meet. Anyway, we'll see. I'm gonna have to meet with him. It's gonna be a $400 or $500 monthly nut to buy a new car in the $20,000 range. So I don't think I can pull out enough fuel economy to justify that expense.
Oh, I understand the problem. And this one, by the time you get done, would be over $40,000.
Not happening. Not happening. But it was a thought. Nice thought. But anyway, we'll get to it. A few times. I think what I'm going to end up doing is look around for somebody who has a nice DXLP or something like that. I just can't afford to operate the damn thing. And out of his life. That will be a smaller number to take on. So even though the fuel economy may not improve, at least the maintenance would and the like.
Yeah, well, you need to find something, a good used vehicle or something. Anyway. Well, let me run here. We'll see you tomorrow evening. Yeah, at this point I'm trying to get the 5000 to boot up here, and so far I'm not having any luck. But we'll have to work on that again later. Who knows? It's not happy.
How unhappy is it?
Well, when I fire up the Power SDR software, it gets maybe a fifth of the way through the progress bar and then just stops forever.
So, are you, which, Brian?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.